Thank you. This next question, we'll start with Sabra. Regarding change in Ann Arbor, should Ann Arbor change in terms of population growth, in terms of density, and if so, give us an idea of what that would look like in 10 years.
Excuse me, time?
60 seconds.
60, okay.
I don't think we can decide whether Ann Arbor will change. Ann Arbor's going to change. I've changed in my life, and I assure you this city has changed too. The challenge we face is how to control that change. With a person, you try to control change by, you know, you take your choice, education, exercise, whatever it is you're trying to change. For a city, you have to decide how much change you can handle, where it is, what it looks like, and what it does for the community. For every tall building, we should be thinking about green open space. For every subdivision, we should be thinking about how walkable is it. We should be talking about whether to reinstitute neighborhood grocery stores, if that's a possibility, because people want to be able to walk to pick up stuff without having to take a car. We need to move away from the image of suburbia, this is my view, where you have giant parking lots surrounding a building, and we really need to talk about how mass transit and bike lanes and pedestrian access is going to improve our city. Ann Arbor's going to change. How do we make it livable? How do we make it enhance our quality of life? That should be in every single planning decision. It should be what we are asking. And do I think that that takes energy and effort? Absolutely. But I also think it's the most important thing we can do. Not plan for tomorrow, not fix yesterday's mistakes, not reiterate yesterday's mistakes, but plan for the future.
Thank you. Next, Sally, same question.
Okay. So, yes, change happens. We know it. We know that more density is coming, more jobs are coming. Ann Arbor will always be a fine place to live, work, and play, again, because the university provides stable employment, large number of jobs. Again, they don't take care of our infrastructure. It's not their job. In anticipation of the growth and the change that's coming, we need to figure out a way to upgrade our infrastructure, repair our sewer systems underneath. All these people, imagine what it's going to be like to flush your toilet 10 years from now if we don't repair the Orangeburg pipe and the water and the sewer systems underneath the ground. We need a plan to do this, and we need an economic plan to do this. The city simply does not have one today. I think the status quo thinking has been the University of Michigan is our economic engine. We don't need to have an economic policy or economic plan. We do. We are constrained. Our resources and infrastructure are wholly constrained right now because growth is happening. We need to lead and drive the economic development as our city leaders in order to support the growth that's going to come.
Same question to Steve.
You know, as everyone knows, I grew up in Ann Arbor. Right? I attended Pittsfield Elementary School in kindergarten, and my grandparents were founding members of St. Francis Catholic Church over on the stadium across from Tampa. I've seen a lot of change come to Ann Arbor. What I've seen that's been most disturbing, though, is how Ann Arbor has become more elitist. How we're always talking about affordable housing, but we're building more luxury housing. We're always talking about providing services, but we're just focusing on downtown instead of our neighborhoods. And we're talking about, oh, Ann Arbor's growing, but the last decade we actually lost population. And the only growth in Ann Arbor is 5,000 new students from U of M's increased enrollment because they're going global. So what will the future hold? I don't know. But all I know is that as mayor, I can only control for the time that I'm sitting there in the mayor's office. I cannot control 10 years out. I cannot control 15 years out. And we certainly have no idea what's going to happen to the air rights of the library lot because nobody has any idea what's going to go on there. And I think it's unfair to think that a future council has to somehow figure that out. My role as council members to lead the position, as a mayor, is to lead Ann Arbor in a better place from the time that I'm there. In the future, we have no control. We have had so many plans. How many of you remember the North Main plan from the 80s when they were going to have a boulevard? Okay? I mean, we can plan and plan and plan, but we can only control for the time that we serve on council and as mayor, and that's what I intend to do, is focus on today.
Thank you. Christopher.
The question was density change 10 years. I think density in the city is broadly speaking a good thing. I think it is environmentally sound. I think it's economically sound. I think it's socially sound. I think it's environmentally sound, economically sound, and socially sound. I believe, too, that in 10 years, I envision a city that is recognizable, that we can see where if we look back in 10 years, we're like, yes, this is the Ann Arbor that we know. These are the neighborhoods that we know. This is the downtown that we know. Things have shifted, of course, but that at its core, it's the same, because I think at its core, Ann Arbor is in the right direction and not broken. I'd like to see things more efficient. I'd like to see services provided better. I'd like to see neighborhoods more engaged internally and with the city. I'd like to see more young people come and join the city, choosing the city, choosing Ann Arbor as a place to be for its future. But broadly speaking, I think we're in the right direction. I think we just have to continue, and you know, in 10 years, we're going to be okay.
All right. So.
Sally?
No, I'm sorry.
No, doesn't Sally get to answer the question?
I answered it.
Oh, sorry. My mistake.
It's okay.